Hello, I'm Michelle. I am from the Allegheny County Health Department, an epidemiologist there. That's in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, for those of you who don't know. I'd first like to thank my colleagues. This is actually a project that my intern did last summer, Mike Balke, and he wasn't able to present it, so hopefully I do it justice. And I'd like to thank some others at the health department, Dr. Voorhees, John Kokenda, Dr. Brink, and our director, Dr. Hacker. Okay, I have no relationships to disclose. So our learning objectives for both this project and the presentation today is to assess infant mortality rates within our county, to evaluate disparities in the infant mortality rates between our white and black populations, as well as to compare our infant mortality rates to those of our peer counties. We also hope to identify major causes of infant mortality within our county and determine whether they differed according to race and also geography. So infant mortality is defined as the death of an infant before his or her first birthday. It's often considered an important public health indicator because it is an overall indicator of a population's health. The rate's closely tied to many population level factors such as environmental, social, and personal health risks. It's also a global and comparable indicator of maternal and child health. And finally, higher infant mortality rates often indicate a population with a greater prevalence of negative social and environmental determinants. So the majority of all infant deaths in the U.S. can be attributed to several causes. 57%, in fact, were due to birth defects, preterm birth or low birth weight, sudden infant death syndrome, maternal complications resulting from pregnancy, as well as injury. All of these causes are impacted by risk factors that include race, ethnicity, maternal age, socioeconomic status, particularly income and education, as well as insurance status. And maternal health plays a large role in infant mortality as well. Things like diet and weight, physical activity, substance use, and prenatal care will all impact the risk of infant mortality. So this is a quick snapshot of infant mortality within our own county. So like I said before, it has Pittsburgh at its center, but it also includes 130 municipalities that range from the urban area of Pittsburgh to more rural areas, so it's fairly diverse. Between 2007 and 2011, we had 65,494 total live births and 473 infant deaths. We define the infant mortality rate as the number of deaths per 1,000 live births. Just to compare how we do to state and nation levels, we had an infant mortality rate in 2011 of 6.1. This was slightly lower than the state as a whole of 6.5, but we were about equal with the United States average of 6.1. This is a graph of our infant mortality rates between 2000 and 2011. The blue line in the center shows where we are as a population as a whole. We decreased slightly from 8.4 in 2000 to 7.1 in 2011, but you can see we have a very large disparity in terms of race. Our white population infant mortality is displayed in the red. It also decreased slightly from 5.6 to 4.7, but it's much smaller than our infant mortality rates that we observe among our black population. And again, it has decreased, which is positive, from 20.7 to 16.1, but it remains more than three times higher than our white population, indicating a real issue within our county. Oops, I forgot I had the arrows. Okay, so in terms of our peer counties, a peer county is determined by the CDC to have a similar population composition based on selected demographics. The criteria for these selection is population size, poverty quartiles, median age categories, and population density. We have 33 peer counties that are identified by the CDC. They come from Arizona, California, Florida, Illinois, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Missouri, Nevada, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Texas, and Washington. So this graph, we took the average of our peer counties, stratified by race. So here, this purple dashed line represents where we are for our white infant mortality rates. And the light blue line indicates the average of our peer counties. And you can see we're just about equal with our peer counties in terms of our white population. And we're actually below the Healthy People 2020 goal that's shown by the black solid line. But again, we see a much higher rate among the black population. Our infant mortality rate among them is shown here in the blue. And this red one represents the average of our peer counties. And it shows that we're considerably and consistently higher than that of counties that the CDC identified as having similar composition of population and everything else in our county, indicating a real problem. So these are each of the individual counties and where we rank in terms of our infant mortality rates. On the left is the average black infant mortality rate between 2008 and 2012, and we're actually the third worst and significantly higher than the average, or no, that's actually the median, than the median infant mortality rate for the peer counties. But on the right, for the white population, we're just about average and rank somewhere in the middle. So within our own county, we also observe some disparities. I presented 2011 population data because that's where the majority of the infant mortality data that I'm presenting to you came from. So in 2011, we had an estimated 1.3 million people living in our county, and of these, 81% identified themselves as white, 13% as black, and only 6% were multiracial or considered themselves to be another race. And this map shows our county council districts, which I'll be presenting data based on. The ones in the center are our Pittsburgh neighborhoods, while the ones on the outside are more suburban and rural areas. So here's the number of live births by district, and I thought it was important to show this because we do have a very large range in terms of live births among our white and black population by geography. Particularly, like I said, in the black population, there are some areas that have less than 100 live births in the five-year period we looked at, whereas some others had over 3,000. So this is important just to note that some rates may be slight unstable, and you should use caution when looking at areas that really have very few infant deaths and births. So this is the actual infant mortality rate by district and race. You can see for our total population, it varies fairly significantly by the geographic location within our county, ranges from 4.3 to 14.7 for everyone. Among whites, there's a range of 3.2 to 6.5 per 1,000 live births. And for our black population, it also has a very large range from 0 to 25 deaths per 1,000 live births. Districts 10 through 13 are actually our urban areas. They have among the highest infant mortality rates and also the largest population of black people. These are also higher than the median for infant mortality rates, and they are more suburban. I want to point out District 4. It actually looks to have the largest disparity between white and black populations. However, this is also one of the populations that have a very relatively small black population. Let's see. There were 645 black live births in that area in 5 months, but I certainly think that even though the population isn't large, it's something that obviously requires further attention. So next, we wanted to look at the underlying causes of infant mortality within our county. These are a list based on ICD-9 codes for the 2007-2011 time period. The majority, nearly 60% of deaths within our county were due to conditions originating in the perinatal period. Predominantly, these were due to low birth weight or short gestation. The second leading underlying cause of infant mortality were symptoms, signs, and abnormal clinical and laboratory findings not otherwise classified. These are primarily considered to be sudden infant death syndrome. They accounted for about 15% of deaths. And the third leading cause was congenital malformations, deformations, and chromosomal abnormalities. The other causes listed below accounted for less than 15% of the total deaths. So when we broke this down by race, we saw that the leading cause was still low birth weight and short gestation, with just shy of 60% for both populations, However, we found this interesting disparity that our black population within the county had a higher percentage of deaths due to sudden infant death syndrome with 20.8% compared to 8.8%, whereas our white population saw a higher percentage of deaths due to congenital malformations and other abnormalities. So we broke this leading cause of death down by geography, and we saw that while conditions originating in the perinatal period, the low birth weight and premature birth cause remains to be the leading cause, there was some variability in terms of geography. It ranged from 41.5 to 71.1% of all deaths. And this this range was seen whenever we looked at congenital malformations that ranged from 5.3 to 27.3, and sudden infant death syndrome that ranged from 4.2 to 26.8, which suggests that there's some opportunity to create targeted interventions based on geography and race. So some key findings were that within our own county, infant mortality rates among black infants was more than three times that of white infants in our county. When we looked at our peer counties, they had an average black infant mortality rate that was 2.3 times higher than the white infant mortality rate, whereas we saw a rate among our black population that was 3.4 times higher. We also found that there were racial and geographic disparities for both overall infant mortality rates and also for cause-specific infant mortality within our county. And based on these findings, we've identified a couple next steps for our public health department. The first of which is to conduct analyses to identify the risk factors that are contributing to the increased risk of infant mortality, targeting our research on race and geography, and using these results to develop targeted outreach programs based on our findings in order to reduce infant mortality rates and the underlying causes of it among our highest risk populations. Thank you.